locksmithing games. You want to be a locksmith? Here's how. Now offering 360 boards of total locksmithing vacation. Get your smithing up. Build your iron keys.
Yeah, you sound like
forge
that.
Forge a fiery new path. And will you get past the padded bolt lock with triple layers of lockdownification? Cation, cation, cation.
You sound like the Farm Simulator game commercial.
Oh, shit.
Pick your locks.
I remember I thought that was a parody. That's just real.
It's real. It's one of the most popular games there is.
That was real. I thought it was fake.
Yo, they got hella downloads on like Steam and shit.
I bet. Because I think...
It's childish.
I think a lot of people...
People love to have fun.
Pull towards... Like, look at Animal Crossing. Mm-hmm. That was...
That's the shit.
That was the shit, but it was mad childish.
It was very childish.
Or Minecraft. You know, I think people like to... even in like childish nature... which is like the most basic sense of yourself, mm-hmm. you like to do things that's cool with the earth or cool with expanding. Like, I bet you you can get somebody into farming in real life.
Oh, for sure.
I guarantee if a motherfucker had to farm, you'd get into that shit. Like, it'd be tough at first. I ain't gonna hold you, because that farm shit, what? You gotta get early, do all this crazy shit, or even cultivate or make some shit. You know what I'm saying? Or
the animals. Take care of the animals would be the kicker for me.
See,
shit that's, everywhere.
That's why I ain't farming unless it's some plants.
Where?
Yeah.
I got a problem with manure.
I don't even like killing shit. I don't wanna raise no shit to kill no shit.
Where? I don't wanna be fucking.
I don't like that. Yeah.
I'm Gucci.
You know, I don't want to be that guy to go through.
I'm about
through.
To stop eating meat soon.
Me too, like on some real. I'm just trying to like, find a real like good, strong alternative for it.
Like ground beef or just ground beef and chicken?
I might.
The chicken is plump.
Chicken is probably the only thing that and I'm going to eat. Stop eating all like red meat probably.
Because I thought about too, just sticking to chicken and fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I be feeling weird about that too. That's still life. I be thinking like shit True. Like that, like
yeah, but
I love chicken.
I do too. I know, but it's like
come on, buddy.
But
come
like,
on.
I'm saying no, but then it's
I'm
just like
sacrificing a whole lot because I can't eat bacon no more. If that's the case, if I can't eat bacon, I gotta be able to eat chicken.
Yo, I'm saying though, I feel you on that too. But I'm trying to like, but that's like giving up the whole entire thing, just in general, like. Then would it be wrong to eat a plant because it's living? Damn, now I gotta think
I'm
about
not doing
life.
It for life's sake. I'm doing it for like poison and nasty.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but
and
then
I just too,
wanna
have like a less sluggish body.
Yeah, too, but to me, I'll be thinking about it like, I don't want nobody to eat me.
Mm-hmm. I would stop eating fast food.
Yeah.
Why you say that after I said, I don't want nobody to eat me?
Oh, no,
like,
I'm just saying.
Food?
No.
Like
no.
I did
see somebody say they might be putting people in Impossible Burgers. They said it was a theory, but I didn't know how much to believe. I was like, yeah, it could maybe. I don't know.
Good thing I never tried one.
I ain't never tried one.
Me
neither.
But I did see it. They were saying
I don't really like to. I don't know, man. That shit is weird in itself too. I don't like to.
I'm Gucci on that, brother.
Eat at fast food places too much because I really don't. Certain ones I'll eat at, like Wendy's. I eat at Wendy's.
Wendy's is usually the constant for me, but lately, yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, no.
I've been getting horrible with the fast food again. So I'm about to stop that shit, especially after the shit I heard about Taco Bell.
Oh, with the metal shavings in the joint?
No, it's worse.
Oh, what's
with
wrong
the
with it?
Hep A, ain't it?
Yep.
With the what?
Hep A.
What the fuck is that?
Somebody, hepatitis. One of the workers there had hepatitis A. So anybody that ate there from that time frame.
What time frame? Go.
Should go get a shot, like November something till now.
Oh, I ain't no, I ain't yeah, never I was, ate no Taco done. Bell from then.
I got
then.
A shot tomorrow. I ate some.
Oh,
I was
go
done
get
Taco
the...
Bell already. That's shit crazy.
Well, fuck it. Some. Well, then fuck it. Then go get the shot. Then nigga, I'm gonna get the shot with you just cause
it's free. They giving out for free.
Where the fuck is that?
Resource Center, George Jones.
I'm just going just to go, nigga. I ain't eat no. See, I ain't eat
I
it
ate
because.
Some because well, Jenny and Brie wanted some on Jenny's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, so then, I was like, I'm not going to say hell no, there's no tacos. Like, fuck it, I'm eating it. But
that's crazy. See how crazy the world be getting on some real shit?
Yeah.
That's mad fucking stupid crazy. I don't like that.
After she told me that today, I'm like, I'm not eating no more fast food again. I'm back on my no fast food shit.
Real talk. Because, nah.
I don't got time for something to be going down.
Niggas is getting too prevalent in the community.
Can't be having no fast food take a nigger down. You know what I'm saying?
No fucking shit like that. Excuse me, Belchion Dragon.
All right, what should we talk about? I already forgot. Siblap, goop that, clap it up. Siblap, flippity flap, scrippity scrap, dippity dap.
So we gonna talk about how
the convergence has come this summer.
Okay. All right. What are we really gonna talk about? We had a topic. It was mad ill. It was supposed to be consoles, but then we had something else. I felt like we had something else.
I forgot, bro.
See, hi. See, this is why.
Dummy, dumb, hi.
See, this is why. Orihime must be cleansed. She must be bathed in bath waters of not over here.
Of not over here.
You're right. And I'm about to hang those bitches up so we can just always have ideas at the ready being written down. Again, that's vital.
Man, awesome, bro.
Oh, so what you want to talk about, bro? Cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburger.
Come on.
So what a unreleased music you got?
That shit ton, those gigs.
Those gigs. That's crazy.
They will never get that music. Suck my dick, nigga. They will never receive the music that I have.
Only my niggas files. Can listen to it.
Only my niggas can listen. I don't care if you was there chopping onions in kitchen. You ain't add to this mix. You ain't out here with griffins flying higher than the eagle. You ain't out here with pistols. And I'm with the pistons. And I'm out here with cars and shit. Stars and shit. Bark and shit. Trees and shit. Leaves and shit. Bees and shit.
I don't know. I was fucking being redundant. Yo, okay.
Yeah.
Holt, I am Reptar.
Hear me.
Oh, man.
Yo, that shit is crazy. Why you,
just lead her to why you flash me?
Oh, shit.
It's all, who goes there?
I'm sitting here trying to think of something we ain't talk about. Mm-mm-mm-mm, something we ain't talk about.
That's a lot of shit.
It's a lot of shit. Hey.
It's a lot of shit.
Oh, we have the funk. You gotta have that funk. It's too early in the day for me to come up with ideas.
Honestly, I don't even know. Let's talk about how real bogus it has been this year for like video games. I feel like, honestly, you think it hasn't been underwhelming?
Okay. I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and pull up a list and let's just fucking run through it and see what came out this year.
Let's see it.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's see, 2019 game list.
Because, I mean, I know some games came out this year, but, like, what games came out this year?
Shit.
Besides.
Let's fucking find, let's call it what it is. Let's find out. Because it might have been some nothing.
Whole lot
some
of
shit might have came out in 2018 and we thought it came out in 19.
Honestly, man, like, I haven't really been.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Borderlands 3. Control, right. Which I've been hearing is an amazing game.
It's okay.
A joint that's, I think it's Xbox and PC.
First two games, I'm not doubting, but like.
All right. Let's just hear the list, because if it's good enough list,
go ahead.
We could turn it into a whole episode if we want.
All right.
Gears 5.
All right.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, which is amazing. I've played it.
Okay.
Shenmue 3.
Okay.
Death Stranding.
Okay.
The Outer Worlds.
Okay.
I don't know what that is. Resident Evil 2 Remake.
That came out this year?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Came out in...
And it came out in the beginning.
February.
Okay.
MK11.
All right.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Okay.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay.
Sekiro.
All right.
Luigi's Mansion 3.
Okay.
Division 2.
Oh, okay.
Days Gone.
All right.
Crackdown 3, Pokemon Sword, Code Vein, FIFA 20, Apex Legends, Rage 2, Anthem, Trials Rising, Ancestors of Humankind. I don't know what the fuck that is. That's a lot of good shit, actually. I can't lie.
So, okay. Now my brain has to ask the question, why it goes so fast?
Yeah, this...
That's a lot of...
That's a lot of really solid titles.
It was. Wow.
Not compared to last year, though. I feel like 2018 was probably the most solid year of gaming I've ever had.
So it's noticeable.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely different. Maybe it has to do a lot...
Honestly,
also with the genre of games that I particularly play.
And true. Well, I think about it like this, too. It's like, okay.
There's some
shit. Do you really hear about these games, though? Like, I mean,
some of them
you do.
Yeah.
I'm not
Apex Legends now, we especially yeah. talking about that was a game changing release.
Yeah.
That's some shit that like made people have to be like, hold on, Fortnite's not the only powerhouse in this battle royale shit anymore.
It just offered like a different aesthetic, I feel like. You know? Mm-hmm. But
same gameplay idea, totally different mechanics and character base. Perfectly executed.
See, I would have to check on each community of these games because I feel like, I feel like it's underwhelming. Still, not even to the sense of.
Let's see, is that even the full list? That might not even be the full list. That's just the ones that
or,
was like at the
or
top.
Or is it like, okay? Is the marketing for games underwhelming?
That's probably what it is because it's not as in your face as it used to be. Because first of all, the avenues at which we use to see these things is totally different. Like back in the day, we used to care about the magazines and the brochures that came in the mail and like the stuff that would be on TV and commercials and shit.
You get excited.
Nowadays,
for that.
We stream shit. We skipping commercials.
Yeah,
so it's like,
true.
It's kind of a
different. Everything is fast food.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So with the instant gratification being at hand right now, that's why I feel like this shit is underwhelming because like everything is just so the same and DLC this and get this and blah blah blah, man. I don't know, it's just
they do a lot of microtransactions now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
and it's just to
that's something we talk about all the time though.
Like it even made me forget that Kingdom Hearts 3 came out this year and I got that game. Like,
well, maybe it has to do with the
I have been following its content, DLC, and like news about it. So that's just in my personal game preference sphere. But and I know it has people are expecting something around it. But that's not even just to say like just to me because even when I go into a general gaming sphere, it's mentioned or heard about or said. But certain other games, I don't really hear. You know, it's getting this or it's getting that. Or something else is happening with it. Do you like?
I think a lot of it has to do with like, one, the genre of games you play personally and the circles that you're going to fall in based on those titles. And you're absolutely right. The way games are marketed is not as forward as it used to be. You could easily casually pass by an advertisement the way they do it now because mostly everything is advertised on social media or a streaming platform of some sort where you're trying to rush and skip that shit as quickly as possible. Mm. Whether it's an advertisement at the beginning of a YouTube video or something like that or whatever the case may be, you're trying to like, all right, let me...
Like if it don't catch your eye in the first 2 seconds, then you're out of
there. That's it. So it's like... Back in the day I'm saying back in the day, like I'm 50 or something like that.
But, 50.
But it feels like that, though, because even though, just take a stance of time, like 10 years.
Yeah.
Gaming and the world of gaming and the culture surrounding it has changed drastic as fuck in comparison to how it was 10 years ago.
True.
So it's... Think of putting like that 20 years ago,
even
30.
Even the exchange of commercials and whatnot is like microtransaction between, but that's like on even a higher level of what they can present to us. That's a microtransaction between capitalism and business and all other type of shit just to get it to us. So then we eventually, I guess, pay for it. It sounds ironic and sarcastic.
Yeah.
And shit. So I just be like... I don't know. I'm just getting real.
I don't know, man. Well, in case you didn't notice, we are waist deep in the middle of an episode of the Push Start Podcast. One of your homes, if not the home, for video game talk and gaming talk of every sort on the BICBP radio network. It's your boy, C-Ham, a.k.a. The Nerd, a.k.a. the World Heavyweight Champion of Live Broadcasting, alongside my illustrious constituents.
With the dragon, the eyes blue. My diamonds shine like a Raichu. We do it big like a kaiju. Godzilla, ain't no one realer. Came through with red jackets, pumping flags like it's Thriller. Hold up. Devil Trigger.
When the mixtape coming out? Come on.
No! Four X's! Four X's. I don't need my wives. I don't even know how to count with my knives. I don't know. See, I had to do something stupid. Go ahead, O. Go ahead, Mom. Just go.
Oh, man. And of course, our third member of the Elite Triumvirate,
The Marioso. Bird call.
Oh, yo, stop playing with me.
Yo, I'm done with y'all.
And that's the end of the show. You guys have a lovely day.
All right, now see y'all next whatever day.
And then she hit it.
Yo, all right.
I gotta give you some knuckles on that one. Oh, shit. Yo. That brings me back. And then she hit it. Thank you once again for listening to another episode of the Push Start Podcast. I know things sound a little bit different, so you might as well get used to it because things are going to start a little bit different going forward as we approach quadruple X 2020. Things are going to change for the podcast for the better. You know, we've been doing things a very specific way for a while, and it's cool to do it like that. And we're not going to deviate from that much, but we are going to enhance and draw a lot more power and content and information than we ever have before. Because we know y'all supporting us. We know y'all following us. So we want to feed y'all exactly what y'all need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what's... Yeah, saying, boy.
So what's been up, fellas? I feel like we should just take it casual and free, like, for this episode. Usually we have a specific, like, topic or whatever the case may be. But I feel like what we were just talking about earlier was... very intriguing. I feel like it needs a little bit more of a deeper dive.
I like that. Like, I just been just noticing that because we're the older, more... We actually were, like, bred for this. Mm-hmm. So this is something, like, it's not just theirs. It's ours, too.
For sure.
We inherited all when it comes to video games and media in itself. Because, like, from, like, the late 80s to the mid-90s... to then so on and so forth.
Somebody made a post about that. We were born in the perfect time. Yeah. Before the internet and after the internet.
Mm-hmm. So like, it's like right in the middle. We're here. And then
we the big homie and the little homie at the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's why when we see, like, you put too much in our era for it to not be ours, from like, from even it to being like some Tony Stark shit, like
right.
You know what I'm saying? Jarvis. So that's why it's just like, that's why I'd be so concerned about it. At the same time, it's just like, I don't know. It's just,
I know exactly what you mean, though, because it makes me think about the episode we had before when we were talking about the true value of the dollar when it comes to gaming and systems. Yeah. And like, how are you equating your money's worth with gameplay or whatever the game offers you? Mm-hmm. And I kind of think about it like that, what you were bringing up earlier, because a lot of games, in all honesty, are not worth the dollar that you're paying them, in at least, especially not at the beginning, because as we know, we're in a time period where you could just fucking patch anything and it becomes a better game.
That is true.
But I feel like, I've always felt like that it's not fair. It's like, especially me being a little bit older than y'all, it's like, I come from a generation where the game you got is what you're going to get. That's
it. Yeah, it wasn't fixing it.
There was no fixing. Yeah, if you got a shit game, it was a shit game. That was it. You either liked it for its cool qualities or you just didn't play it because it was crap. Like, and then, but there's the pros and cons to it, though, because I do enjoy some things for like patches and updates, because like, think of a sports game. Back in the day, you know, when the rosters were updated, you couldn't do that. You had to like download a file or find something in a way that might not even possibly work to try and get an updated roster or something like
that's
that.
That's a good, that's some good, yeah. Like, I like to think about this, speaking on what you're saying, they do that on purpose. So I feel like that this is the reason why it doesn't appeal to us, because they'll give you the bad or incomplete game on purpose.
So, knowing you're going to buy it.
Yeah, and then they know what patches they're going to, they know what they got to work on. They've been working on the game for however many solid months. And
sometimes years even.
You buy the product because you know it's trustworthy. So the further along it gets with technology, you know there's going to be advancements. I'm not saying no games and the patch system is not any room for error. But honestly,
that's what I, just
I know for a fact that 2K20 for I would say SmackDown versus Raw. Who the fuck am I? Man. For WWE, 2KWWE, I know y'all could have put out a straight better game than just that. I know if I you could have did that with 19 and 18, fucking 17.
Yeah, it does. It never makes sense to me when you play a game a year later and it looks and feels like a step down.
Yes, that's how terrible. Did you not
build upon control wise? Completed.
Now it's probably way better now because even when I played it last, it was way better.
It's a lot more fluid. I have to admit,
it's a lot more fluid. But like, I know the game, and it's just like, dude. And plus, two marketing is just, you know who I don't think gets credit enough for like its marketing is. Let me see, what is their name? NetherRealm. NetherRealm is current, even though their roster of characters for Mortal Kombat 11 is coming out within this year, projected to next year,
right?
And you gotta wait for your, like the best rollout. One
they called it, caught a lot of backlash for that.
But still, like, they still keep people into it because the last two, Terminator was meh, and when they did it, but I appreciated Terminator. He brought good gameplay and good, you know,
nostalgic vibes too.
That's cool. I feel like in the Sindel thing is interesting too, because Sindel is a long time favorite. Like, I just feel like the way they're rolling it out, the way they're continuing with its continuity, I feel like the way they're media marketing all the characters too within that, they're not just like letting things slide. Just like
you think it's an acceptable format.
I think it's pretty cool because like, I see people still talking about it. I see people still excited for it.
They're waiting for it. That anticipation never goes away.
I was paying
really
attention to it
spawn.
Or not. Yeah. But the characters that they're rolling out too, it's like, okay, we knew they was coming, but the way you introducing them and the moves that you chose to give them and the story that changes with them, it keeps you move, and they doing live tournaments, they doing things, they go live. I see it all the time on my, they're very,
I like that,
interactive. I've been noticing that from the beginning. That's how they keep
their Instagram is always very
they're
active
always
too.
Live that's what I'm saying. Like, say for instance, we're not even talking about Mortal Kombat, say for instance, imagine if Smash directives, you know what I'm saying, from Nintendo, they were updating a lot on their game, and you got constant, you know what I'm saying, this character, these balances, this new stage, this new, you know, that's cool. That's how I think a lot of the fighting games have
got into Brawlhalla.
Yeah, I think a lot of the fighting games have gotten better with their season stuff too.
They got Steven Universe on there now.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Bro, they have so many good collabs. They have
all the Crystal Gems and Stevani.
Yep. They got the WWE collab. They got the Steven Universe. They got the Adventure Time collab.
Oh my god, that's crazy!
Brawlhalla is doing a really, really good job. The only thing that I will gripe about is they need to change the rewards system. They give you coins, which is cool and all.
Yeah,
but it's not worthwhile for the shit you want. And I know it's a free game, so they're trying to make their money whatever way they can.
It's just like Kingdom Hearts.
They need to lower these prices because it's not. None of the package deals are reasonable, and like, and I'm all for buying a VC or crystal bundle or whatever currency you use in your respective game if it's a worthwhile deal.
Right.
But I'm not gonna like spend amounts. I'm not gonna spend $10 and get like 250 credits.
Yeah,
like,
it's just nuts.
It's not a lot.
That's how I feel. Well, actually,
and what I won't cost 600.
Thank you. When the characters are 300, this character skins are 300 each for the deluxe ones.
That's exactly how I do in Kingdom Hearts.
I only get one
mobile game, bro.
Yeah,
then I gotta re up again with another $10.
I only want like one crate. You feel what I'm saying? I've That's something that I hate within a mobile game transaction.
Yeah. Or see, because some games have some worthwhile ones. Like, I'm not going to front. Like, the way...
Or you'll get a deal sometimes.
Like, the way 2K has been lately. Like, now it's weird because I'm forcibly back on 2K because Live refused to put out a game this year. EA just dropped the fucking ball. But now that I've been playing 2K20, I see why. 2K just took exactly what Live was doing and fucking did it better because they already had an existing game that had a community and a fan base and a structure that was already pretty dope. The character models still look doo-doo as fuck, still look like Gumby, but, you know.
You gotta chill.
The face scan is the worst face scan mechanism ever in the history created. It's just terrible. I don't know why 2K can't get the fucking face scan thing right. Just do it better. Like, Live only made a game for, like, 3 years. They came out of shadows after not making a game for mad long. Made a game for 3 years, and their face scan was fucking perfect. Yeah, it takes you 3 seconds. It's like, blip, 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 blip. All right, done.
Yeah, yo, what if they pull it back? They live game to make a Streets game.
I would hope, man. I know you trolling, but there's mad shit that I've read and heard over the past few months. And I will gladly go into it because...
Go ahead.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah, I would like a Streets game for this,
no,
for this
it's kinda
console.
Because I brought this point up mad times before. And... Now, the shit that I've been hearing lately kind of makes sense if they're going to do it the way that I've heard they're going to do it.
Okay.
So, the first thing that I was noticing was that Live was pushing everything back. So, I was looking into that. They kept pushing the date back when it was going to release it. And I was like, that's fine. I'll wait. You know, if it's going to be a dope-ass game, I'm going to wait for that shit.
Yeah.
But when they finally rolled out the fact that they wasn't doing it, before that happened, I read an article that said they was looking to change the format of... the basketball gaming franchise in general, and it goes back to something I brought up a long time ago, and it kind of correlates with what you brought up earlier.
Oh,
so it's funny because sports games. I said this mad episodes ago. Why don't they just make one sports game?
Oh my!
And update
goodness.
The rosters every year, where you don't have to fucking buy a new game every year. Yo. You just buy the new content for that year, and it just keeps updating and updating and updating. The article I read right before Live decided to stop it, making Live 20.
Yo, that's fucking crazy.
It said that they was looking into this system that would allow them to make the game free-to-play, release it as a free-to-play like Fortnite.
Yeah.
But then they have a season pass type feature that would allow to add content as much and as frequently as they wanted to and update the game in that kind of sense. Oh. So in my brain, I'm thinking maybe they really... made people think that they're not making a Live 20 because they're probably not making a Live 20. They're going to call it whatever the fuck they want to call it going forward. And then in those games, in Live 19 and 18, they have fully rendered versions of Stretch Monroe, which is the cover star from NBA Street, playable in the game. Why would you even experiment around with something like that if you're not going to utilize him in some capacity going forward?
See, and the reason why, oh my goodness, that loud, because I thought they was going to put NFL, like, what if they had NFL Streets in there? But I don't think they can.
I don't know. It depends on where the rights lie with it.
Because of Madden, right?
Well, Madden doesn't, oh yeah, you can't make any more. No, the only publisher that can make football games is EA. It's a deal with EA.
Oh.
Oh, because Madden is EA.
Yeah, Madden is EA sports game. So that's why they were still able to make EA Sports Big made NBA Street. NFL Street. Because when NFL Street came out, that contract was already in existence. The only company that can make football games is EA Sports. That's where the deal lies.
So you know what? If they did actually...
It's the Madden deal.
If they actually did do NFL Streets and NBA Streets in one game...
That'd be... I'm not even saying it has to be the same game.
Like, that would be nuts, though. It would be crazy.
It would probably be impossible for it to put the football with it. They would have to make that separate. But they could definitely put Live and a Streets format of the game in the same game. They definitely could. It could be just like a different mode.
Okay. So you know what? Okay, so maybe I am jumping ahead of myself.
It could just be a different
mode. The NFL streets, but I think that, okay, so say for instance, that is the first era and generation of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would say who knows
what happens when they enhance.
See, I think you should. Okay, so I think if that was the case, they would be able, should be able to save that type of, because Madden is, or would they do that with Madden?
They, if they could do that type of capability, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if they're gonna roll it in with one of their games, it would make sense to put that as an extra feature on Madden.
Okay.
So like, I'm thinking, boom, whatever they call the new game, because it's probably not gonna be live at this point. In my head, this is my conspiracy theory bag for this one. Okay,
go ahead.
I'm thinking they're pulling a fucking Toys R Us on us, because Toys R Us closed down and they're gonna be reopening under a new name, like Jeffrey's Closet or Jeffrey's Toy.
Oh, word.
Jeffrey's Toy Bin or some shit like that.
I don't know where that came from.
I read an article that said they closed it and they're gonna reopen under another brand. So it's technically like Toys R Us did close, but Toys R Us didn't fucking close because Jeffrey is the moniker for Toys R Us. So where he is, so that's where Toys R Us lives. So whenever Toys R Us quote unquote stores start rolling out again, they're gonna be called something different. So I'm thinking the same thing for this. Maybe they put out that note like, oh, NBA Live is done type shit, so they could be like, here's the new name of our game, NBA what the fuck ever, insert title here, 20 or 21, whatever they want to call it, something else. And then you can have the separate add-on of the game, like just like you playing my career mode or my team mode or my player mode. NBA Streets mode, right in the fucking same game.
The same mechanics as NBA Street?
With the same mechanics.
Because I feel like when games have great mechanics, leave the mechanics alone, just work on the graphics.
Yeah.
But it's, I agree. Maybe a new mechanic should be added, but a game like Streets,
I don't know if that could work with them being in this, within the same game.
Different mechanics.
They might have to have this. They might
be forced to have the same mechanics. If there's a way to get around that, I feel like there is a way to pick different controller styles. Okay, instead of like a turbo or something, like there's more like a style. There might be a style button instead of a general like post move. Yeah, because
you wouldn't want to complicate the mechanics, because the mechanics wouldn't complicate it in the street games. It would
be different.
It was perfect. I don't know. There's a lot of different ways they can go with it, but that's my conspiracy back for it, because that's something I've been following dearly. Because they also be dropping subliminal shit talking about Def Jam games. And you know that's like where my heart lives.
They tease like four tweets.
All the time, bro. So I'd be like, come on.
They had a list of CDs with the same title, everything.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the thing. The fact that you know it's there, but will it ever...
The thing is, there's already a sour taste in everybody's mouth that was involved in that previously. And a lot of those rappers that were involved in the original games would probably have to be involved in the newer ones, because there's some of them are still relevant in today's rap society and community.
First of all, and the Crow as Snoop Lion. Exactly.
But this is the thing. A lot of those people probably won't want to be involved because people wasn't getting paid for their music rights back then.
True.
But so I probably left a sour taste. So somebody's gonna have to mend that first before they even think about Jay-Z trying to make a game.
Jay-Z can only do it. Jay-Z.
It's another kicker. Even though it's called Def Jam Fight for whatever they're gonna call it. Who's on Def Jam?
We had to look up the list for that.
It would just have to be Def Jam by name, and all the rappers and artists under the moniker are just rappers in current. So they'd have to have something on this shit like, notice, these rappers are not all affiliated with Def Jam.
It would have to be called RFB.
What?
That's what it would be called, RFB. Rappers fighting, bitch.
Rappers fighting, bitch. I mean, they got a few people on Def Jam.
All right, let's hear. Okay, who they got?
They got a 2 Chainz.
Oh, 2 Chainz, a guy.
He could be the new boss. Is Roc Nation affiliated with Def Jam?
I believe it probably is.
If Roc Nation is affiliated with Def Jam, that changes everything. It might be. That means also good music is affiliated with Def Jam.
Yeah.
Let me see if Roc Nation.
No, but finish your list first.
Oh, okay, okay.
I do the list
yeah,
first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, so they got Two Chainz.
Yep.
The Boss. Two Chainz is
the Boss. 070 Shake.
Oh,
07 Shake. Yeah, 07 Shake.
Who was that?
She's a I'm finally free.
Yeah, she can't be in a Def Jam game.
The kids we used to be. On the Kanye album.
Yeah, she definitely can't be in the fighting game.
Alicia Cara.
Oh, that's bae.
I didn't know she was on Def Jam.
Oh, she might be able to be on. Based off that name.
She could be on there. That's bae.
She gonna be on there.
You know who Alicia Cara is?
Who that is?
The one chick.
What's that song?
Here, the chick that's in here. Whoa, here. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, here.
Nah. Okay.
That's
Shorty. Okay.
Keep your eyes off, bro, because that's big.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, mom.
So you looking at my Janet?
Oh, everything step I think.
Look at some guy named Amir Obi.
Oh, don't you say his name like that, because he nasty.
I don't know.
You know all these. I don't know.
Yo, I'm going to put y'all D. Y'all right, heard right. Amir Obi, because I used to play him a lot. Y'all just probably didn't know who he was.
Okay.
Yeah, Alyssa. I think that's how you say her name.
I don't know who that is.
B. Young Prince.
Don't know who that is.
Bernard Jabs.
Definitely on the game.
Very uneventful.
He's very. He on the game.
B.B. Borelli's.
No.
Who is that?
Big Sean.
Okay, definitely on the game.
Bobby Sessions.
Don't know who that is.
He on the
Delilah.
Game. Bobby Sessions.
Is that Hey There Delilah?
No,
I think it's a chick that's singing My Little Baby.
What's My Little Baby?
Go ahead. Hold on. Wait. This is Christian. Should I answer it like right in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's okay, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Yo,
I just want you to know that we did an impromptu early recording of Push Start, and you're currently on the air right now.
What's up, bro?
Oh, shit,
my bad, dude. No, you're good. Hi to all the fans. I answered it during the recording on purpose.
Oh, shit. What are we talking about?
Right now, we're actually just... We don't have a specific topic. We're just kind of gauging the value of games and what makes them worth your money type shit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, yo, why is he on the same brand?
See, he knew. He's on the same wavelength as we were.
Word.
If you guys don't know who this is Christian Ingram, the illustrious Power Rangers guy from Power Rangers in Cyberspace podcast. Everybody say what's up.
Oh, what's up? Blah, blah, blah.
word. And my guy do Anime Chronicles, too.
Yep, and Anime Chronicles. So soon as I'm done with the recording, I'm going to call you back, my guy. All right, man. Have a good day.
All right, bye.
All right.
So I'm trying to butcher her name. Is the Danny Lay? My bad.
Danny Lay.
I know you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. She's nasty, actually.
Yeah.
She's nasty.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. They got Davies. Designer.
Davies is on there? Okay, that's
designer?
Nice.
Designer on
Davies. Oh, you getting hit with the rain now.
Oh, yeah, he gonna hit with the raver and the saver.
They got Fab, Fetty Luciano, Jadakiss, Jeezy, Jeremiah, Jhené Aiko.
Okay.
They got some she could levitate on niggas.
Justin Bieber. I know he's on Def Jam.
Bieber in there?
Bieber. Oh, yo.
He might have to
kill the hair. Kanye West.
I ain't gonna say why.
See? I knew it. That's why. Cause good and they what's called Rock Nation, so that means Rihanna is on there too.
Some dude named Landstrip Chip.
Oh, he a hidden character just because of the name.
Shut up.
Logic. Maxo. No,
he
Nas,
could be on the game. Nas could definitely be on the game.
You probably gotta have Logic on there. He's part of that new generation. Yes, people love him.
Yeah.
And I would love to beat his head in on the game.
All
right. You know the roster gonna be like 60 deep.
Facts.
There's space on there for him.
Push
you know
T.
They roster.
Pusha T?
I'm telling you, see?
Pusha T is that's now right. The... Okay, okay.
Pyrex.
So, hold on. So who was the boss? Two Chainz.
Two Chainz at the top. He had the header when they had the pitcher. His pitcher is the header. Let me go to the top.
You know what?
His pitcher is the header. Pusha T. It starts it off.
Pusha T is I don't
so
know
far.
What he is. He's true. Like the sub-secret boss character.
Dave East is in there, too.
Pusha T will push somebody's T back.
All right. Jay-Z, right? Did you say Jay-Z?
No. After Landing Strip Chip, Logic, Maxo, Nas.
Nas.
Nimmick Revenue.
Yep.
Mimic Pusha Revenue. T.
Some dude named Pyrex. Mm-hmm. A dude named Sneak.
Sneak.
Suzy Woo.
Hey. Yo, this sound like a lit ass game.
Tiana Taylor.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely there. Bodying somebody.
I should have been writing down this list.
Yeah.
TJ Porter.
Yo, Matt Lee. Scott. No.
Yep. YFL Kevin.
What?
Kelvin, my bad.
All right, I guess.
YG and YK Osiris. Okay. The last person.
Okay.
So the last two heard hitters. I heard a good like 15 to 20 people in there that would be feasible to be used for the game.
Oh, yeah, that's
now,
a
if
fact.
We're thinking about a roster of like 60, you could add other people that would definitely have to be in the game. In my opinion, people like Lil Wayne.
Lil Uzi.
Jay-Z, Uzi. Drake would have to be in there.
Yeah.
Travis Scott would have to be in there. The Migos would have to be in there. All three of them. You would have to have Yachty. You have to have all of the you have to have Cardi B, Chance the Rapper, T.I., all of them. Like
Triple X got to be a secret last downloadable character.
He would have to be in there. Like anybody that has like an impact of any sort, like in the current landscape, like Lil Pump would have to be in there. Like I would love to play the game with some of these characters. Like the childish moves they can make with them. I'm thinking about this. Now, see, you know what? I feel like we enhancing this episode to like what the new Def Jam game could be.
What the new Def Jam
game. This is what I thought about.
The size of the limit with that shit.
This is what I thought
Master
about.
Master P.
I mean, you can have him as an old OG in
Mystical.
There.
Mystical. Silk the Shocker.
Oh, stop it. Why are you bringing out all the heavy hitters? P.D. Pablo?
Oh my god.
He gonna be like stay alive.
He would come. He would come through in a tornado like short intro. Shirts. He would be like,
everybody just be yo. His move would just be called Raise Up,
like a helicopter.
He throw you in the air, put you on his shoulder, spin it like a helicopter, and then throw you on the ground.
This one for you. This one for who? Us.
Seriously,
funny.
Because this is what I thought about. Like some of the best elements of that game.
Educated like, David Banner.
Shut. You know, he invented a producer.
He in a suit with the little long red gray strip.
He not all aggressive no more.
Yeah,
you gotta have the members of the Wu-Tang hella old now. Like they like, you would have to make them like characterized as like older monks, like monk type fighter characters.
That'd be
sick. They'd be like
the whole Shaolin clan and ropes.
Yeah, they'd be like having the fits of their old characters, but old, like the original characters from Fight for New York, but old as hell. But yeah,
I would love to see Raekwon in that.
This is what I'm thinking about too, though. All they had back then was like watches and chains and shit like that. You could have grills. Mm-hmm. You could have all kinds of different new jewelry. You could have crazy chokers and all the wild stuff.
Or you can
stuff.
Pull up in cars, probably.
Yo. Yeah, your intro
to the fight.
Have that, what you pull up in, and then you jump on. You see
or you can
friend.
Drive to
hey,
other
yo,
street
man.
Fights.
Like, that'd be lit.
Online.
Oh.
Yo, stop it. You're taking this stuff
like some My Park shit.
That would totally work because all you would need is a feasible server and it's fucking EA. So they got the server space.
They definitely do. Yeah, they got that.
This is interesting. Like, no, because honestly, that game could go mad fire. That's why I was so mad. Like when we had the tournament, I was like, why is this game not like widely syndicated as a fighting game in tournaments? It's one of the like most unique fighting games you'll ever play.
Because this is, I think this is why it closely links to this. Because rappers know now that you're going to have to pay them some bread. And that
why don't they just make a deal with the rappers?
Because I feel like most of them will want to do it now. Like back then they weren't making no money. Now they're making money outside of music.
Yes, that's true. But you're going to have to, think about how much each rapper is worth, honestly.
It's a good penny.
True. So that many, you talking about 60 plus characters?
That's valid.
That's gonna be Kanye is one of them.
They're gonna have to chop out
Two Chains. I mean,
this is the thing I'm thinking about.
Like they would be reasonable with royalties and certain things like that.
Not only that, I'm thinking of it like this: it's not the same world it was back then, where like they might take this as a like. I'm on a fucking video game. This is marketing forever.
That's what I was kind of saying. Yeah.
This
yeah.
is marketing value forever. So I'm willing to not get paid.
Or I take
all of the
cut.
Amount. Like some. I'm willing to think some of these rappers would be like, I'm not I'll take a cut if necessary to have everybody as part of this roster.
Because at the end of the day, it's gonna be fun.
Because you're gonna get money from it.
Okay.
And it's gonna last forever.
If I think on a decent human being level, yeah, sure, rappers will be like, you know what?
Some of them, you're not gonna have to. Some of them just gonna be like, it's a game, I'm on it. Because a lot of these motherfuckers just are
being
gamers.
But just being like even that too, in that aspect, I would want you to think like that. Like, I want my money, you know what I'm saying? Because you're using me. But at the same time, I want people to have fun. So I will be one of the ones to be like, all right, I want some bread for it. But at the same time, make sure it's fair. Yeah. And make sure everybody have fun. Yeah. You know?
Make sure you use our likenesses properly.
Yeah. That's
like, it. I think it would have to be something where, like, they would get them together and be like, yo, this is what we all going to do. This is the plan. Or if they can't get it with a big ass roster like that, take the ones that's willing to be a part of it.
Add like movie stars like it did in Def Jam 5 in New York.
That's valid. Valid facts.
And then bring back some of the old characters y'all created from the first two games.
That's true.
You can fill the space if you can't get the rapper.
There's ways you can bolster the rosters. You're absolutely right. And they can make plays off of these characters that already existed in their lore and bring them back and enhance them.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, give them back. Definitely bring back 2 Cents 5 from New York.
That man be a goon.
I'm saying not just rappers, like some of those little side characters that's not based off of nobody. They can just bring them back and update them and make them look more modern. Mm-hmm. Like, that'd be dope. Bring Snowman back running his store.
You know? He fight you in his store.
That'd be cool. I would be down for all of that. Like,
yeah, that would be dope. They need to put us on the board.
See? I'm telling you. It's the reason why that game has always, like, I love that game. Like, I have a firm affinity to that game.
That game is just...
And I think it's because of exactly that unique-ass blend of fighting style. It's like the old school and Nintendo 64 wrestling games with the grappling system. But the striking is like any other fighting game you play is combo-based. Boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Square, square, triangle.
We need a select-screen fighting pitcher for us. You know what I mean? Like, choose your character.
Oh, we had one. We just got to make an update at one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Roc Nation is a partnership with Universal.
Oh, Universal. Okay, yeah. Cool. See, I automatically assumed it was part of Def Jam because wasn't Rockefeller part of Def Jam back in the day?
They probably had a partnership.
Actually, I think the thing about that was in that era. That's when that was like the whole crazy.
That's when Dame Dash was still running shit.
That was the whole crazy when Def Jam had. Def Jam had mad stuff under his umbrella. I forgot they had. I'm trying to think.
They had Freeway under his umbrella. I'm Mr. Hood.
I'm dead. Okay, they had. Disturbing the Peace. Rough Riders.
DTP.
D-Mob. What the fuck? Wow.
D-Mob.
They had. No, I'm trying to. That their actual labels.
Oh.
Like Rough Riders, Disturbing the Peace. Def Jam South was pretty much that.
I know what you're saying. Like all the little
stuff. Yeah, they had like actual subdivisions.
Yeah, rappers with their record labels.
Under a lot of stuff. So that's why they had so many different artists and different people in it. Like Exhibit was. Like it was a bunch
X
of
to the Z. Yeah, somebody get their ride pimped on the game. No, seriously.
Shut!
They need
somebody the front door.
They need to bring that game pimped back. I love that game.
Yo, if you could pimp your ride on a game and smash your face in it. Yeah. Yo, I brought you a new car, homie.
That's the finisher. That's the finisher right there. Ride pimped. Yo. On some old, on some like.
Blow you up in it or something.
You know how like Batman be crazy, finisher though. Be on, what's that game? Injustice?
Yeah.
Like Batman, how you bring the Batmobile out. He just bring out a crew of people, just pimp a ride real quick, throw you in there, and do some wild shit.
He had slapped you with the pink slip first. Oh, hold on, son. Funny. The Okadan coming out my back. Pimped. I'll be back, y'all.
Right.
I gotta excuse me.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I wish you guys could see what's happening right now. Caddy is evacuating the premises.
Michael Bublé.
Yeah. Bruh, what else, man? What else has been going on in the grand scheme of video game things?
Did I show you that remake somebody did?
Remake of...
For Fight for New York with the modern characters?
Yes.
Oh.
That's kind of what made me think about it, because a lot of those characters that I named, like the Young Thugs, the Little Uzis, and they were all depicted in some of that the character plays that they made. We should probably repost them on on the Push Start podcast page so people that listen to the show, they can get a chance to see what we're talking about.
I'm going to try to find them right now.
Yeah, because I saw them. There was on somebody's Instagram. I don't remember exactly who it was, but I'm sure my boy Google could hook us up. Yeah, this is totally random, but did you see this? When was the last time you went to Wikipedia?
Just a minute ago.
Yo, did you see that, like, they were asking for help for, like, donations?
Yeah, they did this a few years ago, too.
Yo, I feel like it's really important to donate to Wikipedia, even if it's $2.75 like they asked for. That's the minimum. Yeah, they were asking for.
They not asking for a lot at all.
Yo, the way that they like wrote it out, I felt was so important because they just laid that shit all out on the table for you. Like they were like, we're not gonna be embarrassed about this.
Right.
In order to keep Wikipedia running, which y'all use all the time, I'm certain of it.
Facts.
We need just a little bit of help to continue going forward. I was like, that's mad respectable. Cause like,
right, you can't be mad at that.
I can't sit here and think of a day that I don't utilize Wikipedia, especially us being fucking podcasters.
And that's the first thing that pop up sometimes.
There's not a day that goes by that I don't Wikipedia something. So I was like, you damn right I'm going to donate. Like,
damn right.
I just felt like it was so important because that's a huge resource for us in information gathering. As podcasters, as designers, as artists, as all that type of shit. Like, we write articles and all that. I know me personally, I source Wikipedia all the time. And our former co-host used to always say, our boy Wikipedia, like our cousin. Like,
so, our cousin.
Because it's the truth. We rely on Wikipedia for so much information. So I don't know. They don't pay us or nothing like that. But I just felt like it was important.
They don't pay us nothing.
Yeah, that shit just dawned on me. I was like, man, what would I do if I didn't have Wikipedia?
Right, well, like, when you Google something, what would pop up?
Yeah, and the information is organized in such a proper way where I'm not, like, having to, like, scavenge for what I need to know.
Man.
It's, like, organized very well. So, you know, shout out to y'all, whoever organizes Wikipedia, because it's basically volunteer work. Like, it's a non-profit organization.
True. So, and they have a lot of pages.
They got tons of people managing these pages, so shout out to y'all. But yo, didn't the console drop, that Google console?
I didn't hear nothing about that. No.
I'm pretty sure I heard that shit drop recently. Y'all gotta forgive me. I'm usually a lot more set in stone with dates and releases, but my brain's been in a haze because I'm coming from the scramble of Black Friday weekend. My brain's still fucking recuperating. Bro, it's intense.
Scramble.
Yeah, Black Friday weekend is intense, especially when you work in retail. And they extended our deal, which means it was like Black Friday week for us, not weekend.
Black Friday week.
Yo, didn't the Google system just drop, Gaddy?
Stadia?
Yeah, Stadia.
Yeah, they did, actually.
Oh,
They got. I think they had dropped 2K with it.
Mm.
And stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, I seen an actual commercial for that motherfucker.
I'm very intrigued to see how it plays, but I don't want to just...
Gone, the form of man out my back, Extragan.
I don't want to waste my money and buy it and not be worth it. So I want to go to somebody else that got it and play it first.
I think I'm actually cop the Stadia. All
right, cool.
I'm gonna see what it's about.
I'm play Caddy Stadia then.
Yeah, because I really think that it's like really different. So
yeah, because I want to play it. Like I'm really intrigued.
I
want to
see what it's about.
Me too.
I'm never opposed to seeing what a real new system is about.
Mm-hmm. I just want to at least see what it can do. Never know. It might offer a subtle nuance that these other games don't have. Just
right.
Now.
And it's powered by Google.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's $1 trillion.
That's what it was for me.
Business.
That's what sold me. I was like, come on, Google's behind Google. It. Like,
they gonna,
I can't really discredit
first
that.
First of all, it's, you know what they did? They just, like, totally, you know how Nintendo, we praise Nintendo for its ingenuity and, you know, countless original style of being portable. Nah, they just came through and clapped you up real quick.
That's,
real
I
quick.
Don't know, man.
Not that only did they smart. Clap up the major console thing, mm-hmm. but the portable console thing at the same time with the first fucking system. I want to see what you bought.
That's true. That's very true. Did they? Do you know?
See how much the Stadia cost? See how much that shit is.
Did you see? Did they have any like specific games that released with it besides?
I don't know. I seen some, but I was just more so being like, I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna wait.
Look it up right now.
Yeah, please do. But all right, I'm gonna wait.
Play Stadia now.
See, like,
because you know there's gonna be bugs.
Yeah, it's gonna be some shit. But I wanted to see what more games came out, because I will buy a Stadia like right fucking now. But I don't know how much it costs.
All right, here we go. Play when you want, where you want, with Stadia Premier Edition. There's no need to overpay for expensive hardware. With Stadia, you get up to 4K, 60 frame per second gameplay on TVs without the hassle of time-consuming game downloads or in-game updates. And you can take your favorite games with you on your laptop, tablet, or phone as long as you have Wi-Fi. All right, I'm going to click buy. I want to see how much it costs. Stadia Premier Edition, $129. That's it.
Wow.
Includes Chromecast Ultra and 3 months of Stadia Chromecast. Pro.
But fuck it.
Yeah. So it's $129.
That's Stadia.
And you're getting right to the shits. Oh, I see Destiny is the first thing in the commercial.
Oh, shit.
The controller looks very cool. It looks like the Xbox and the PlayStation controller had a baby.
Oh, wow. Let me see.
Had a baby.
Yo, wow. That's actually like the perfect controller.
Yeah, it looks like it has the shape of an Xbox controller with the analog placement of the PlayStation controller. And it uses X, Y, A, and B like on some Nintendo shit.
It's just fusion.
Yeah, it's fusion high. High right here. Like this whole controller. Save $80 when you buy Stadia Premier Edition and Nest Wi-Fi router.
Oh, they got a whole Wi-Fi router?
Yeah, they got it.
They trying to get. That's why they, what? I might have to subscribe to this.
This is all there is to the system and the controller.
Wow. That's impressive.
Wow.
So, like, okay, so does it got it Death Stranding for it? I need Death Stranding on it.
Just take it with you and you just play your shit.
That's pretty dope.
That is.
I
don't know.
I'm looking for somewhere where it has a running list of all the games that you can play on it currently, but I don't see it.
Why don't you just look up games you can play on the Stadia?
Yeah, so I'm going for to... Stadia games. Yeah, because I mean, this is interesting. Like,
yeah,
I've been searching for. I feel like not just me, just gamers in general as a community. We are always like hungry for something new because every game or release that comes out seems to just be a replicant of what already existed. Game,
yeah.
No one's trying to like go out of their way to do anything different.
And I wanna be like one of the ones to be like, yo, this was that shit. This changed everything. Mm-hmm. Cause like
Before it became popular subculture.
I'm a Sony guy, you know what I'm saying? And I do appreciate what Xbox has contributed to gaming culture. Not really, but yeah.
I got the whole list.
Not really.
Oh, you got the whole list?
Yo, this is beautiful. They, right at the top, it says, play your favorite games without a console.
Okay.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Oh.
Attack on Titan 2. Baldur's Gate 3.
Okay.
Borderlands 3.
Okay.
Cyberpunk 2077 when it drops.
What?
Darksider Genesis. Destiny 2, The Collection.
Okay.
Destroy All Humans. Doom and Doom Eternal.
Okay.
Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2, Farming Simulator 19, Final Fantasy 15, Football Manager 2020, Get Packed, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, Gods and Monsters, Grid, Guilt, Just Dance 2020, Kine, Marvel Avengers, Metro Exodus, MK11, NBA 2K20, Orcs Must Die 3, Rage 2, Red Dead Redemption 2, Tomb Raider, Rise of the Raider, 20th Year Celebration, Samurai Showdown.
What?
Samurai Showdown, my guy, right here, the updated version.
Oh.
Tomb Raider, Definitive Edition, Supercross 3, Super Hot, The Crew 2. Here you go, Elder Scrolls Online.
I fuck with that. It ain't got Skyrim, so I don't care
Division
about
Division 2, Tomb Raider, Definitive Edition, Trials Rising, Watch Dogs Legion. Oh, and that drop. We got the poster sitting right there staring me in the eyes. Wolfenstein Youngblood, Windjammers 2, and that be it. So
does this is off the rip on this?
This is off the rip. You can play these right here and now. Do you have to buy them all separately, or is it just like, I don't know how it works? I haven't done my research on Stadia.
Yeah, so we're not gonna give it too much.
But yeah, that's the running list.
That's kind of impressive.
It's a good list.
Even if you can and you can't, I will understand. But if you could just play those games, period, or just like, that would be amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I feel like this is going to definitely change something. The way you game.
Because a lot of, I think,
it's going to force the hands of consoles to do something a little bit different.
And I think, too, if they're smart, they're going to get a bunch of games where you can get solo games. Mm-hmm. Like a bunch of Tomb Raiders.
Somebody's going to be like, I'm going to be exclusive to Stadia.
Yeah, and then you're going to get enough people to buy Stadia in order for people to... It's probably going to be easier for you to connect, too. Because it already has its own router and shit.
That's just like the size of
that shit is powered by Google.
Yeah.
It's the size of a jump drive, so you know the servers are going to be amazing.
Google is Skynet. Not only is Google our third company.
Because I think about this, even like well-known like streamers and YouTubers that stream games, they always, instead of telling you to connect to the normal servers that you are when you connect your PlayStation or your Xbox, they tell you to connect to the Google servers. They give you the manual code to fucking log into Google servers because they're better. They connect your internet faster. You got a system that's powered by this shit.
This shit is a wrap.
Not for our next episode need to be having something to do with Stadia, because I want to do like a deep dive and like really try and understand this trend a little
dropping
bit more.
Dropping them little subtle hints, you know what I'm saying? I think as a crew, we should cop one.
I agree.
Not for that.
The fact that it's that cheap.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it to be that low priced. Sounds pretty cool to me, and it's like it gives you no limit to. It seems like it's going to eliminate exclusivity if possible. Because you can play a lot of these games no matter what.
I think, actually, I feel like this is going to be...
Man, that's interesting.
Like, the games that it retains right now is nuts.
They put Shaggy in the Dragon Ball Z game.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. That was crazy. Yo, the modders be doing some wild
shit. Yeah, they always doing some wild shit. Ultra Instinct Shaggy.
They threw him over the Vegeta skin. That's crazy. I love modding. I used to watch Typical Gamer. Yeah. He's like one of the biggest modders in the GTA 5 community. He used to do like the Zombie Apocalypse mod, which was a mod he was like credited for popularizing. Where he would just literally, it's a zombie apocalypse in the world of GTA 5. And you gotta go and get like supplies and build a base and a camp and all kinds of dumb shit. It was dope. I used to sit there and just watch him stream that drink all the time.
One day we gonna have our own game.
Facts. We know people that actually create games, so it's kind of dope. That's one thing that I wasn't anticipating getting into, jumping into this podcasting world.
What kind of game we gonna have? Is it gonna be like an adventure?
Gotta
game
be an RPG, bro. Okay. Gotta be an RPG.
Yeah, definitely RPG.
Because I'm sitting here thinking like Knights of Pen and Paper style game with our characters. That drink would be sick.
That would be fucking so fire. Because
you can go through all the lore of stuff that we've been through, or like periods of our life, like the VS period, or like times when we was working on music super heavy and working on art, and all the places we done been and the cons we done been to and the people we've encountered. We can depict them as different characters that fall into the lore of that game. That would be fun as shit.
That definitely would be fun.
It would be.
And then have it to a point that what I would like to do is like make a character select at first between the four of us, because we had to include White Mamba as the fourth character.
Mm-hmm.
We would have character select, but whoever you select, the story leads you in a different way depending on what character you pick, where you're going to encounter the other three no matter what.
Okay, so
it just starts from a different part of the story depending on who you pick as your character first.
That's ill.
Yeah.
That's definitely
ill. Ooh, we're creating a game on you, motherfucker.
We gotta write this down.
Right?
Yeah, and nobody better steal it.
Oh, shoot, yeah. I'm about to say.
Like, seriously, like, I would love to do something like that. That would be fucking dope. I'm going to have to talk closer to Mark and his boy.
We gonna have to get full scale, like, yeah, you know what, character design.
Yeah, because it could kind of piggyback off of that storyline that you had back in the day when we first was talking about making that
Okay.
So, well, I think that's a good time to wind it down while we're talking all our Black Cloak news.
Yeah, no more.
In the cavern of secrecy.
Word, the cave of wonders.
Any last words?
I'm sure you got any last words.
Oh, any last words?
Got none for you.
I object. Object. Go ahead, Gabby. Take us out of here. For get I
object. Out of hand. Another hour.
Like, wait, this ain't done. We're still casting.
But as always, you can't push start without your girl coming over ironing my t-shirts. You know, I like them fucking pressed and clean, too, folded up. And she got to iron my mans in them shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pleaded.
Mm-hmm. Plead. I don't want no starch
for my jeans.
Oh, wait. Okay, go ahead. On his jeans. You heard what he said.
I got Luke Preston Court.
You got what? Come on.
You can't push start without making my lawyer look impressive in court.